Am I not beautiful to your eye? Standing here, alone at the center of the stage. The light of a lonely spotlight illuminating me. My red dress. Glistening hair. Inviting lips. Perfect curves. Dancing. Singing. Exposing myself to my lusting fans. Performing for them, eaten up by their hungry eyes, going that extra mile for the crowd. To be desired is delicious, to please is required. Hands follow every bend of my body, caressing myself, flinging my hair, hips rolling against invisible touches, knees shaking. Song ends, curtain falls, cheering, whistling, applauding. I love you all. Hello there, big boy. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I startle you? Well, I certainly didn't mean to do that. Yeah, that's right. I'm that girl. You recognized the dress, didn't you? Well, aren't you a clever one? So, how did you like the show? Really? Oh, now you're just being sweet to me. But you know, I appreciate it. I really do, big boy. I really do. Mind if I join you for the remainder of the show? Of course, you silly boy. I'm not the only one performing here tonight. There's still a couple of girls left, but they're just a nice end game for all the excitement in here. Oh, really? You don't think there's a show without me on the stage? You're such a charmer. So, are you going to let me stand here for the rest of the night, or are you going to invite me to sit down? Thank you, big boy. Oh, I had forgotten how small the seats of these booths are. Very intimate, isn't it? I'm practically sitting on your lap. You're not feeling embarrassed about this, right? I mean, with you being a fan and all. I don't mind the least. It's actually quite nice. You're a very warm man. You really are. Oh, look. Holly's getting on the stage. She's quite a peach. Doesn't she look sexy in those clothes? Just look at that top. Barely covers half of her delicious breast. And that little excuse for a loincloth. So sexy. If only I got to wear such skimpy clothes. Don't you think it would delight the guest? I think so too. She's such a great dancer. Look at how she goes. Oh, those needy movements of her petite body. Rolling, jerking in sync with the music. I think she's a real treat. But I prefer a warm boy like you to heat me up. Although, sharing this seat is getting a bit uncomfortable for me. Mind if I sit on your lap instead? You really are a gentleman, aren't you? I like that. Okay. Let me just sit down right here. Well, hello there, big boy. You'll have to support me somehow, or I might tumble backwards. It's okay. Go ahead and put your arm around me. Mm-hmm. Why don't you rest your hand on my hip as well? That's it. Good boy. I like that. I really like that. So, how much did you say you liked my show again? What'd you like the most? Boy, look at me when I talk to you. Stop looking at that slutty girl on the stage. I'm twice as attractive as she is. Am I not? Yes, I thought so. Much better. I'd say we are a perfect physical match. Look. Your face is right in front of my cleavage. My boobs. You like looking at my boobs, don't you? I mean, everyone does. Even the other girls here talk about my perfect boobs. They're so full. So firm. Of course, you wouldn't know that because you haven't felt them. Isn't that just a shame, huh? Why don't you try it? Your free hand isn't busy elsewhere. Or is it? Come on. You know you want it. You want to touch me. You're dying to know how it feels to cut my tit through the dress. Don't pretend otherwise. I can feel you swelling under my right thigh. That's how I know. Go on, touch me. How does that feel? The fabric of my dress is so thin, it doesn't offer much protection against your touch. A precious nugget of my soft flesh in the palm of your hand. Doesn't that feel great? Oh, you really like touching me there. You really do. Why don't you just keep going then? My turn. What is it, big boy? Cat's got your tongue? Or was it me instead? It was me, wasn't it? Do you like this? Do you want this? Do you want me? I'm sure you do. I certainly want you. Oh my. Look at what you do to me. Uh-uh. No. Bad boy. Not here. We don't want the other boys to see, do we now? I'm used to showing off, but all the other boys will get so jealous if they see you enjoying yourself. I'm sure you could take them on all by yourself. But I'd rather you take me on all by yourself. Come, let's go. I want to show you my dressing room. Yeah, this is where I live when I'm not on stage. I suppose you could say it looks like a den. The other girls call it the Red Room, for obvious reasons. What can I say? A girl likes what she likes. And I like the color red. Wait, is it too dark in here for you? I like a bit of dim light. It makes it easier for me to relax after a long, hard day. But Perhaps you do it better with the lights on. I didn't think so either. What was that? Oh, you mean my fans? Sure, it can be a bit stressful to be so desired. But you know, for a woman of my talents, this job is everything I could ever want. It's true. Mm-hmm. Come here, big boy. I want to taste you again. You're such a good kisser. Yes. Yes, kiss my neck. Oh. It's been ages since I felt such soft lips against my skin. I can't wait to feel them all over me. Wait. Let me take this off. Is this what you wanted, huh? Your own private show? Staring at my naked body, watching as I turn around and rock slowly back and forth and bend over to reveal my perfect... You're... Oh! So bad. Breaking all the rules. Ah! Never touch a girl who's showing off her goods. Damn. I'm so ready for this. So ready for you. Hold on. Let me lie down my bed here so you can get a better view of me. My, my. You look so shy all of a sudden. So absorbed in the sight of me. Is it my beauty? Is it my pussy? Or is it the fact that I finally shed my skin just for you? I'm lying here, naked and defenseless. And I'm starting to feel so cold. Won't you eat me up again, big boy? Oh yes, come here. Lie next to me. Hold me. Grab me. Take me. I'm yours. I'm so much yours. Take your cock out. Do it. I want to taste it. I want to swallow it. I want to eat it up until I gag. May I, big boy? May I suck on that big dick of yours? This is oh, so good. So hard. Just for me. Such a good boy for me. Oh, God, you feel so good in my hands. Oh. If I had known you had such a delicious treat waiting for me, I would have sucked you off right when we first met. Do you want that, huh? Oh. Wouldn't you have loved to have me swallow your member while you watch the rest of the show? Oh, I know you would. Oh, do you want more, sweet boy? Yes. Oh, you do? Oh. Oh. So lovely. So soft. Oh, so right for me. I can't wait. I want it. All mine. Fill me up, you. Fuck. For a moment, I was afraid you'd be stuck in my throat for good. Oh, you really are a big boy. Okay, then. Time for something else. Lie down, sweet boy. I want to ride you. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Fuck. So very much. Yours. Oh, and you're mine. You're all mine. My plaything. Oh. Oh. So big. Oh, such a big boy for me. I adore your body. Your arms. Your chest. Oh, your eyes. So delicious, so handsome. Oh, can you hold it? Are you close? Took me so deep in my throat. Oh, would you fuck me deeper if you were in control? Oh, would you plow into my poor unprotected pussy? Leave me scarred and aching for more. Huh? Huh? I thought not. I know you like to be the little one. You love it when I'm in charge. You let me bounce on that big, manly cock of yours. Oh, fuck. You fill me up so good. Such a good, sweet boy for me. I want it so, so much. Good boys do what they're told. So come in me. Give me all your sperm. I know you can do it. Give it to me now. 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 Oh. Oh. Deep within me. Oh, oh, the life it carries. Oh, that sweet, warm essence. All yours. Now mine. Oh, so much. Just what I needed. Oh, 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 oh. What a man you are, big boy. A real stallion among men. Oh. Oh, so I wasn't bad either. What a charmer you are. You are so warm. I could lie like this forever with my head on your chest and my fingers exploring your body. What is it, sweet boy? You look so worn out. so tired. And you look pale, too. You can't move a muscle at all, right? That is just too bad, isn't it? Save your energy, sweet boy. I can feel your struggle, even if you can't move. Yes, I know. It's scary to begin with. It's not going to help anything to try and speak either. You see, I took your voice, sweet boy. I know I'm bad for doing this to you. But boys like it when I'm bad, don't they? You are all so predictable. So easy to twist. All I have to do is show a little skin, be a little slutty, sit on your lap, and then you all give it up eventually. All those filthy men with their disgusting sperm. You know, there was a time I wanted to be normal. A normal subspecies like you. I look the part, feel, smell, and sound just like you. But I am more. So much more. Do you have any idea how much I have suffered? I have tried for so long. I have had to do the most awful things to live on. I've struggled so hard to try and preserve my kind. All I want is a little one, a child of my own. I knew I would be especially fertile tonight. I have felt it for the last 5 moons. Today would be the day. And then you came along, my sweet boy. I felt it, right as my pussy drank up all your semen. You are the one to father my child. It's a, what do you humans call it? A miracle. So handsome and strong you are. So gentle. I see it all right now in your eyes. Such perfect traits to pass on to our little girl. I promise you she'll grow strong and beautiful just like me. I wish you could be there to witness it with your own eyes. I think you'd be proud of her. Perhaps you even love her despite her tendencies. To be honest, I would prefer to let you live, if I could. Living with a child on your own is tough, but there is no other way. We grow extremely quick in my family. Alas, my body can't sustain such a tremendous change within without the proper nourishment. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You look scared. Is that what I see in your eyes? Fear? You look scared. Is that what I see in your eyes? Fear? Sweet boy, don't be scared. You should be proud of yourself. No other man I've mated with have helped me like you have. They were all too weak or too old to succeed. They died without purpose and always in great pain. But not you. You will drift on to sleep and feel no pain whatsoever. I will mate with you again when you sleep. Your dreams will be full of me and the bond we forged tonight. And then you will die. Take solace in the fact that your sacrifice will grant me my greatest wish, the birth of our daughter. And every time I look at her, I will see you and remember how kind you were and how sweet you tasted.